Welcome to the Breakthrough Woman Podcast. Experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and quality of life with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace, with host Andrea.
Hey, you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect. This is Breakthrough Women Experiencing the Speed of Grace. I'm Andrea, and here in the studio with me is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Andrea.
Valerie, today we have a very interesting question. I think. Okay, mm-hmm. This person says,
okay.
People tell me that I am good looking, mm-hmm. but I do not know how to keep a good conversation going when I go on dates. I think guys find me dull and boring.
Okay, I do hear that. I do hear that from pretty girl. And they panic when they meet men they admire. And they feel tongue-tied. They feel that, my gosh, I ruined it because I was so boring. I don't know what to say. Mm. You know? Now, this comes down to really, if you believe that you are really boring, you got nothing interesting to offer, you know, you are vanilla, then...
Vanilla?
Yeah. then you are boring. You are going to attract situations that prove you right. Because if you're going with that state of mind, you know, I mean, we communicate spirit to spirit. And if you're going with that vibe of, wow, thanks for asking me out on a date, you know, I'm actually quite boring, you know, this vibe,
yeah.
Even though you dress up really nice, it shows, because at least 75% of us is invisible. That's our personality, our energy, our emotions, our belief programs, they will manifest physically in your posture, in your tone of voice, in your eyes when you look at the guy when you go on dates. Just really who you are on the inside will show. And if you are going to want to break through, to you know, to some people, they think that I really break through only when somebody tells me I'm interesting, or finally a guy thinks I'm interesting and tells me that. You are putting the obligation on somebody else to tell you you're interesting. Please release that obligation from human beings to tell you are interesting. Because if you are like this, you're going to keep on being like needy. You kind of need people to tell you're interesting. You know, either you try to be somebody else, or you just feel helpless being who you are. I've been there. I've been there where I thought, I need to be somebody. I'm not interesting enough. I would, so embarrassing. I would go research, like, what do people talk about in dates? What are the best questions to ask? And you will find that sometimes the other party is also the same guy who did his research, and it feels like a job interview in the end. You know? And it's very funny. But you know that, you know that you are not yourself, he's not himself, and it's not going to work out because the two of you are so awkward. He believes he's boring, you believe you're boring, and you two come together, it's so boring. You know? Or you think you're boring, he's not boring, and then he's going to try to be interesting and strike a conversation, and you clam up because your mind is dominated with the thoughts of, oh no, I don't know what to say. Oh no, I'm so boring. Oh no, what if he thinks I'm boring? Does he think I'm boring? You know, if this is going on in your mind in the date, you're not having fun. And when you're not having fun, you're boring. So really, instead of jumping to another date and see if you're boring or not, I would encourage you to cultivate dating yourself. I think I said shared this in previous episodes.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I remember one of our episodes, you said that when you were finally ready to date, you studied on this subject on dating, you bought books, and you did research on how to date. How do you reply a guy a text message? So that is why we're trying to dig into your well of knowledge on dating, and also you are also very experienced in you've been on many dates with many different people.
Yes.
And then you after that you just realized that you didn't know what you wanted, and so all these dates actually came to nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I believe that when you met all these different people, it helped you to discover yourself also, like what you wanted in a person, in a partner, and what you didn't want, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It helps you become very clear, and you learn a lot about yourself, actually.
Hmm.
You know, you can say all you want about the woman you are, but when you go on date or when you, you know, do this thing, you'll realize a lot about yourself. Hmm. Whether you would compromise yourself or discount yourself, you'll pretend or that you are this or that, you know, you're not your true self, your values will be challenged. How you see yourself will be challenged. You know, so I would encourage you to the person who asked this question to cultivate dating yourself, get to know yourself again. Cultivate your interests. I'm sure you have an interest. And that interest, if you are, you know, you dive deeper and have fun, you know, if that lights up your eyes, I don't care what it is, whether it's animals or tech stuff or a particular subject, even about politics, you know, if you dare to explore your passion, and you will find a person who is also excited about politics or cats or that one thing you love, you know, and go cultivate it, enjoy it, have fun with it, and look for like-minded people, whether female or male. And instead of going with the mindset of I need a boyfriend who likes what I like this, it's very conditional and very like as though you're looking to hire somebody. It becomes so serious, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so relax. Have fun with yourself first.
Okay, so that's the first thing. Yes. Now, I mean, based on your knowledge and experience on dating, can you share with us some of the practical things that we can do on a date? Like, for example, if, you know, the whole date is just so silent and no one is talking, as a woman, what can we do?
Okay.
Yeah, to just get some conversation going.
Okay. You know, really be yourself and go to the date looking at the guy as not a date like this. Like, he's a date and I'm going to find out about him like this. You go with this energy, people can feel it. Like, she's interviewing me. You know, she's checking me out. She's digging stuff from me. But if you go with the energy of, you know, it's a date, cool, I'm going to find out. I mean, just interested in learning more about him, you know, with this energy, like, just want to have fun, you know, if it doesn't work out, he's a friend. If you go with this energy, you will know what to talk about, like, ask questions like you would ask when you were 7 and making friends in your primary school, right? Just really be yourself, and if that guy is really boring you out, or he's not like responding to you, and if you feel like you're suffering in the date, have an exit strategy.
Did you do that?
Did
you plan that?
I did. I would have an exit strategy because it's not worth the suffering through it, and it's not wrong. It's not being unkind or nasty. As long as you're respectful and being respectful and polite doesn't mean you got to compromise yourself and force yourself to sit through it or try to work things out, you know? You don't have to work things out if you don't feel like it. If you don't feel like, you know what, I don't really think this is going anywhere. You don't have to tell the person, but just be polite and okay, go on. And end it. End it, like, there's a time limit, right? Like 1.5 hours or something when you finish your meal. You can do that. Nothing wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, there are plenty of men out there. There are plenty of men who like what you like too. we just haven't met yet. If you're going to have that scarcity mindset when you're in the dating world, like, where are the men, you know? I don't think I can ever meet a man who I find interesting, or I don't think any man will find me interesting. If you have that belief program, really, you can be in a room full of super interesting men, or even men who find you interesting. You can't see it if your belief program is so strong that I'm not interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
When, if you believe it so strongly about yourself.
It's like what you said before, is your self-sabotaging.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so first we have to change the way we see ourselves.
Yes. Okay. Discover yourself again. If you find yourself not interesting, then you are not interesting then. Because that's your whole vibe, you believe it so strongly that you are so boring, then you are boring then. So do you want to continue being boring? Because there are some of us who would keep on emphasizing it. Yeah, I'm very boring. I'm really very boring. Or when you're in conversation and then you gossip about yourself, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm very boring. I'm really just so boring, you know. Oh. But really, are you really boring? What if you're not? What if you have an interest that is interesting to somebody else too?
Yeah.
So first, do you want to be interesting? Do you want to learn more about yourself and find more pleasure in life and enjoy life a little bit more? Are you willing to learn how to enjoy life with yourself first? Because until you do that, you are going to go on one date after another trying to find that interesting date. You can't find it from the outside if you are somebody who believes you're already boring.
Okay. Do you have a personal story to share with us on a date that went wrong and you had to use your exit strategy?
Oh, yes. It was my very first Tinder date, actually. Okay. And I was really nervous, and the guy was obviously nervous as well. And then he tries to be really nice, and I try to be really polite and nice as well, but I was not myself because I was so nervous, right?
Okay.
And then it's like two nervous people having dinner, and then he tries to stretch the time out. Like, for example, when we talk about food, it's totally different already because I'm not a meat eater. Like, I don't eat. I'm not big on meat. And he's really big on meat. And he kept talking about, why don't you cook for me and all that, and I felt so wrong, like, why is he asking me to cook for him and barbecues and all that, and it was just going really off, you know, you can feel it.
Did he know that you were not big on meat at that point?
The thing is, no, you see, that's the thing. I just kept quiet and I just like this. And all these thoughts in my mind, like, why is he asking me to cook? But really, this is a common thing. Okay, that's for me. That's a common thing I experience with Singaporean men.
What is that? Asking the girl to cook?
Yeah, when they learn that, or like they saw my Instagram and they see that, oh, back then I had good food heels and I did all the lunch boxes. And they would make hints on, why don't you do it for me?
Okay.
And I was really turned off by that. When I'm not your mom, you know? Like, that's the first thing that came to my mind. But I was not honest. Like, I could have laughed about it and joked, like, you know what? I'm not your mother.
Yeah.
And made it light. But I didn't. It's because I suppressed what I thought.
Okay.
Kept quiet. Became awry. It became awkward.
Yeah.
And I really want to get out, you know? And I was invited to a pub and a bar, like, after dinner. By that first date guy, right? And the thing is, I'm not a bar girl. I'm not a pub person. I don't drink cocktails. And yet, I kept quiet and I followed.
Okay.
And I actually was not aware. I actually found it when I was in the pub because I was so loud and I'm not a noise person. And he saw me frowning and he said, oh, you look like you are really uncomfortable. Let's go somewhere else. So we went somewhere else, a cafe, and it was getting really late, like 11 plus. To me, it was late because it's like I felt like I was forcing myself to stay, you know?
Yeah.
So I really wanted an exit strategy really fast. And I say, you know, I really need to go quite soon and Then he said, okay, but let's talk just a little bit more. And when he said that, in my mind, I was telling myself, Valerie, just be yourself. Just be yourself.
Mm.
So I was on non-filter mode already. And he asked me about my favorite music. And he was telling me he likes to go to those festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And festivals with what music is that? Electronic music.
Mm.
And I just tell him what music I like. I say, oh, I love classical music. I love nature music.
Mm.
Like, I've literally just, even though it's weird to him, but I didn't care. I said, I listen to rain music when I'm at home. Like, I just switch on 8-hour rain music. And to him, I know he felt a bit weird already, okay. You know, like, okay, you know. And I felt good. Like, never mind. It's all right in my mind.
Mm.
And like, yeah, I really love classical music and rain music and meditation music. And and then that's it. Like, you say, okay, gotta go.
Mm.
And you just stop there.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, really just be yourself.
And after that, no contact anymore.
No contact. Because it's so clear that it didn't work out. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Well, but you actually tahan for quite a few hours, yes. You know.
Yes.
Through dinner, through the pub,
mm-hmm.
through the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
And after that experience, I never agree on dates with men who ask me to cook for them.
Oh. Wow.
Because, I don't know, it's just that experience, that one time experience is like, okay, no.
Mm.
You know. It's personal preference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, well, thank goodness you showed your true self to him, and then everything was clear after that. No more.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Valerie, for sharing your story with us. And check out Valerie's website at speedofgrace.com. Also follow her on Instagram at speedofgrace.
This episode is brought to you by the Breakthrough Woman Program with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace. Has anyone told you it's impossible? It'll take years. Don't believe them because they've never done it. But Valerie and her clients have. You too can experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and career within months, not years. Take action and break through at www.speedofgrace.com today.